Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, and thank you for joining us on another episode of Family Matters with Kenny and Quajan. I am one of the hosts of the show on tonight, Kenny, and I have my beautiful wife, Quajan, on the line. Honey, are you there?
I'm here. Sorry.
All right. Good evening, everybody. Again, today is November 29th. The time now is 8:02 p.m., and the topic on tonight we're talking about is keeping our kids safe on the bus. In the midst of tragedy, the recent tragedy in Tennessee, we as parents and the community are reminded of how important it is to ensure that our children are safe while riding the school bus to school. Thank you for joining us tonight again, Tuesday, November 29th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, as we discuss the topics on keeping our children safe on the bus and even at school. If you're on the air listening through streaming, please feel free to give us a call at any time if you have something to add to the show on tonight. And that number is 657-383-1571. Again, we look forward to hearing from you, and thank you again for joining us on tonight, whether you're streaming or you're just calling in by way of the phone. We have our first caller on tonight, caller ending in 1998. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Aria. How you guys doing this evening?
Hi.
Hey, how you doing, Vance Aria?
Hi, Pastor Quajan and Kenny.
Hi, we have to finish our conversation.
Yes, ma'am.
My husband ended up getting called into duty, and I had to do everything. I ended up going to sleep a little later.
But look, you are 4 hours ahead of me, so I completely understand.
All right. Well, honey, you the floor is yours. No one else is called in right now, so it's just, well, hope, what's got Mom? I'll just bring her on in the line.
Okay.
All right. Mom, good evening. How you doing?
I'm fine. How is everybody?
We're good. We're good.
Well, good then. How are y'all Thanksgiving?
It was good, actually. You know, we got to spend a little time with our next door neighbors, and then of course us and the kids. We ate good. I didn't eat too much this year though.
Well, good.
Yes, ma'am. I try to stay away from the table. I gotta watch myself.
All right now. Okay now. Just remember when you come home.
Oh, when I come home, I'm preparing myself for that one.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
You know Mama ain't about to cook.
She will.
I said I was going to cook. I just said watch yourself. Look here,
yes,
everybody.
Hi, Papa Brown.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
I'm coming along. I'm doing much better. I thank you for your prayer.
Yes, ma'am, and happy you're doing better.
Well, thank you again. All right.
All right. Well, I sure appreciate everyone that's calling in, and even the ones that are listening through streaming that's listening right now. Let's remember to keep the Page family in prayer. They had a loss in the family this past week. So let's keep them encouraged and check in on them and make sure they're doing okay. All right, honey, the floor is yours.
All right. Well, actually want to discuss two different things on tonight. I guess we'll get through the first one, I don't know, pretty fast because we don't have a lot of people online, but with the recent tragedy in Tennessee, I'm sure you guys heard about that. Everyone heard about it, or mostly everyone heard about it. In Chattanooga, a bus driver, he was driving some elementary kids to school, grades K through five, And they had multiple complaints on him, but anyway, he was going around a road fast, extremely, at extremely rates of high speed, and so thus far, I believe 6 kids have died. I know there are also some kids still in ICU, still in hospital, and some of those that survive, they have spine problems. I know one parent said she don't know if her child would ever walk again. And I wanted to discuss it because, you know, as they went on into the investigation, they found out that there had been several complaints on him by the kids, by the parents. The principal had complained on him. She had witnessed him saying something about he didn't care about the kids. The kids had complained that he would slam on brakes and make them hit their heads, you know, fall. All kinds of foolishness. He had been in an accident in September doing some reckless driving. And so it was just, you know, they had a list of things that he had been doing. Parents had said that they had noticed he had been driving too fast. And so it's not that anyone was ignoring it. They were trying to do things. Still was driving. And these babies are now dead. And he was off route. He was off route when he killed them. Why was he off route? We don't know. But he was off route. Now, they did have one child to say that she heard him. One child said he asked the kids before wrecking the bus, hitting a tree. You know, they say he wrote what, I think went to the right, the left, and then wrote. I'm not sure. I'm going to have to look at the story to get it exactly right. But one of the little girls said that he asked the children, "Are you all ready to die?" And the reason this is so, this is really on my heart for a few reasons. First of all, because that's just, things like this just bother me. It just bothers me. 6 babies are dead. Families have lost their children, period. Then they lost them right before Thanksgiving at the hands of a reckless driver who just didn't even care, 24 years old. Parents had reported, complained, and I don't understand why he was still driving. And this also frustrates me because this happened on a Monday, the Friday before all of this happened, I actually called the transportation department at my son's school and made a complaint because he had some of the same complaints as these other children. The driver drives too fast. Jeremiah and the kids here, because we live on a military post, they do not have a school here because we're at a training post. So they don't have schools here. So our kids are bused almost 30 minutes away, one way. And so he has complained that the bus driver drives too fast. You know, he's picking on the kids, telling the kids to shut up, taking his hands off the wheel, doing his hair, all this kind of foolishness while he has kids on the bus. So I had just called and filed a complaint, and then this happened on that Monday. So this bothers me, it saddens me, but it also kind of infuriates me because I don't understand why he's still driving. So I wanted to, you know, for us to just to discuss this. What can we do to help with this? What to watch out for with the bus drivers? What to do if our children are complaining. And then I put something on the website here, Fort Lee Wives, and I put something out there, you know, just advising the parents, you know, what my child had said and just after the accident in Tennessee, and just encouraging them to talk to their children, you know, see what's going on the bus, you know, things that we don't know. Talk to the children if they find out anything, you know, to make sure that we report these things. And I had parents responding back saying, one of them said, "I've called several times on my children's bus driver." Other parents, you know, they speed. I see them speeding all the time. I just saw one texting the other day. One, you know, she's like, "Well, they're overworked and underpaid." Well, I don't care. You know, you're taking a job. And who in America is not overworked and underpaid that's middle to low? I mean, really, who other than rich people, who is not overworked and underpaid? And So this is something that I wanted to talk about. And some of the things that we can watch for, even as just citizens driving, even if you don't have kids on the bus, even if we see these things, we ride by a school bus and we see that these things are happening, we need to call and report it instead of just, you know, talking about it or saying, oh, they shouldn't be doing this or whatever. We need to call and report these things because, they, you know, children's lives are at stake. So here are some of the things that I wrote down, and I ask you guys to please get into, you know, come in on the conversation, because Kenny and I were talking about, what can we do? Like, I know we can talk about it, but what can we really do to help make a change? Because this is ridiculous. We need seatbelts on the buses. We need to make, you know, we need more qualified bus drivers, just all type of things. But anyway, what to watch for. If we see buses driving too fast, we already know that. We need to report it, just what we need to do. If we see them not obeying traffic laws, running lights, all that kind of stuff, because I think he ran a yield, he did something in September, but there were no kids on the bus. We need to make sure we're reporting it. If we see them driving and texting or on the phone, we need to report it. Make sure we talk to our kids. If our kids complain, make sure we listen. Because Jeremiah had come to me more than one time about this bus driver. And when he kept coming to me, I knew that it was something serious, that he wasn't just making stuff up. He wasn't being dramatic. He was really worried. And, you know, you guys know Jeremiah. So y'all know he began some anxiety. He had some anxiety issues going on. Like, he'll get to the point where he can't sleep and all kinds of stuff if, you know, it's something like that going on. So what do you guys say? What can we do to help change things? What can we do?
Well, there are a few things that can actually take place. You can actually find out the bus. Well, you won't even find out the bus driver until you actually, like, if you're trying to report them and you see them doing something crazy, you write down the bus number. And then you turn that bus number in by calling over to the Board of Education, or you can also call over to the school of the transportation where the buses are. Normally, each county has their own school bus transportation system. You can call in and you can report, and then make sure that you have the bus number of the bus, you know, readily available, so that way if they ask you, they assign each bus driver a bus number. Most of the times, though, when they have buses that are in repair, then they have a logged record in keeping on what bus driver is driving what bus on what day, so we can make sure that we do that, and that definitely will hopefully bring down all of the accidents and us seeing something and reporting it. It will bring them down to a minimum, and eventually it will cause it to cease and desist.
But what about, like,
I was
in this
thinking
case,
also what parents can do too is volunteer and be monitors on these buses, those that actually can, because back when you all were in school, we did these things. I know everybody can. But those that can volunteer and ride those buses with the children, with the driver, and monitor that driver. Also, like you said, listening to your children. We know that they're going to slow down if you are on that bus because they don't want a bad record put on them. So I would advise that, you know, that you would think about it. Being monitors on the school buses.
And that's a great one, Mom, because I never thought about volunteering, but I know in Germany they had a monitor. They had bus monitors, and they don't here. But I never thought about volunteering to be a monitor. That's a great idea. Never thought about that.
Very good, Mom. Thanks. I like that one.
I agree. That is a good idea, Apostle Brown. That's a real good idea. And to add to that, as far as parenting goes, when there's job openings, because bus drivers, and it just hit my head, bus drivers, their hours are only during the school hours to pick up, to drop off, to pick up and drop off again. Parents can do that. And then you still
mm-hmm.
have your free time in between while the kids are at school. So maybe more parents should be consider becoming bus drivers.
That's true,
mm-hmm.
too. That's a good one, too. That didn't think about that either. You know, I guess because as parents, we just think about, ooh, our kids going to school. You don't think about actually driving, you know, driving the bus. But that's a great idea. And it will help because I think that is part of the problem. Some of these, they're not the parents of the kids. Some of them don't even have kids. And it's just different. It's different when you are, you know, a caring parent. It's very different. So what would you all say in a case like this where we have called the school, written letters, and it still doesn't do anything?
Well, you might have to organize a parent group. And sometimes you have to come to each other's home to do that. That's something that I would consider, you know, organizing a parent group, and then take your concerns. I would go to the school board. I would go to the school. I would do it in that way, and that they would also stand that you all mean business because you have come together as parents. You know, when you got one parent coming and maybe another one 2-3 months down the road, they don't look at that. But when you come as a group makes a big difference.
Right, power in numbers.
Mhm.
Power in numbers. I thought about that too, and the thing that really bothered me even here, like when I did the post, these people were calling. I mean, the people that were responding, like some of their kids didn't even ride my child's bus. So this wasn't just about the same driver. This is about different drivers.
That's why I said about the organizing, you know, because
right.
You can reach out to the city. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's scary. That's scary when you have, you know, multiple drivers doing that. We have another caller on the line just a second. Hi, Faye. How you doing?
Good evening. How's everyone?
Hello. I'm good. Doing good.
Good.
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was beautiful.
Good.
I hope you all had a beautiful
one as well. We did. We had a nice one.
Good.
We did. It's good to have you back on the line. Good to hear your voice. So please feel free to come on in on the conversation. We know you have children in school. I don't know if they ride the bus, but that's what we're talking about tonight, you know, and wake up the recent tragedy that happened in Tennessee. You know,
yes.
we're talking about issues with the bus, and then like I was sharing with Mom and Evangelist Aria, prior to this, right before this, I had to call and make a complaint about Jeremiah's bus driver, and he was saying some of the same things that these kids and the parents were saying about, you know, this 24-year-old bus driver. So, That's what we're talking about. So please feel free to come on in. Now, this is a question. This is just an opinion. I know we all have our different opinions because everybody's different. Do you all think that 21 is too young to be driving a bus full of kids?
Yes.
Yes, I believe so. Because not all 21-year-olds have the same intellect when it comes to their mental maturity. You have some 21-year-olds that act like they're 16 still. So I don't think they're ready to do that because, it requires you to get CDLs, you know, your commercial driver's license, and you have to take that serious, because those are precious lives that are on that bus. That's our future. And if we continue to allow, you know, reckless things like this to happen, then, you know, our future is being destroyed, literally.
That's true. Anybody else?
So, H, would you think would be more appropriate?
What age do you think would be more appropriate?
Between the ages of 28 and 35.
But you have some that are mature enough to drive the bus.
Right.
So don't you think you can come back a little bit and just look at the criteria and looking at the criteria and that make sure that they meet that criteria? And that they should be more the ones that's doing the hiring, that they should be more careful about whom they're hiring. And not only that, they should require, I feel like this, they should require maybe every 6 months that they come in for a class or have something that's ongoing for the drivers.
Right.
Because you got even some 50-year-old and 40-year-old that's doing the same thing. Some of them get on that drunk. You know.
You got a point.
So I think if they could meet the criteria for a driver, and like I said, that they would have to have some kind of ongoing class or something that they need to be doing.
Well,
I don't know if anybody agrees with that.
Yes, ma'am, I agree with that. That actually would be a great idea for them to meet the criteria. But in doing that, I think they should have more stringent laws in place and
right.
more stringent policies in place for the bus driver companies. And they should do, like, monthly or quarterly driving assessments of each of the drivers to ensure that, you know, the drivers are meeting their laws, that they're logging in, you know, their times more heavily, because they do have to log in their times on their bus routes when they make it from one stop to the next. But at the same time, they should also, like you said, do the classes as well. So that's awesome. That's awesome, Mom.
But also, I want to say this, too. It is just not the parents' responsibility, because this is a city-wide thing. You know, schools belong to all of us. So we got grandparents. You know, I did things as grandparents until my health brought me down, but I'm looking for my health to get better and to volunteer to do some things. You know, it does help. So even though you may not have children, you know, but you may be an aunt or uncle. And like I said, with the older age, you know, retiring. So the organization thing, I think it'd be something y'all should really come together on. And even though you're in different states, if the states are having the same problem, there's somebody out of the group in this group that still do the same thing in that city.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And another thing I think also should be implemented onto each of the buses is they should have cameras. They should have video and audio on the bus, and not just on the students, but they should have a specific camera set on the driver, as well as on the children.
That's right. I agree with that.
They have. I'm letting Tyler's listening to the show, and the
Hi,
bus kids have to have. Tyler. They said hi, Tyler.
Hi.
Hi, Tyler.
They have buses here, the cameras here in Alaska. He said some kids were acting up on the bus, and they took the camera so that they could witness what took place on the bus or took the footage off the bus.
Mm-hmm.
He said they took it off?
They got the footage. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they got the footage off the bus. And they do here as well, but I don't know if they have audio. I know they have video. They got audio
they
here?
They have audio, and it should be multiple screens for these buses that are going out for somebody to watch those screens to see what's going on.
Yeah, that's something else. And see, they should have a monitor, somebody that's watching it, even live. But again, you know, they're going to say that's more money, but that's a good idea, too. That's a good idea. And that can go back to what Mom was saying, volunteer. Well, they'll be like, it's more money to even get the material, you know, to do that. But if that's a great idea. Hi, Shannon.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hi.
Good. How y'all doing?
We're doing good. Mm-hmm. Doing good. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving.
I did.
Good. Well, thank you for calling in, and your line is open, so we look forward to hearing what you have to say.
Okay.
Go ahead, Evangelist Aria.
Hello. I think that after the groups are organized, that if parents chose to do the organization, taking it to the press, Board of Education hate the media.
That's right.
Exactly. And I'm glad you brought that up, Mama, because we already got a name. We was going to talk to y'all about that tonight. We want to start a campaign, and we want you guys that want to come along with us because we don't know what to do. We just got a name. That's all we got. And because it's called Buckle Our Children. Now, we do want to, we're going to go on change.org and do a petition because these seatbelts do need, all school buses need seatbelts. I know there are like 5 or 6 states, I think, that require them, but all states should require seatbelts. And I just feel like it's a shame in America that we are talking about we don't have the money to put seatbelts in our school buses. That just bothers me, but we got money to do all this other stuff, all this other foolishness. So we need money to put seatbelts in our school buses, and the laws need to be changed. So that's the name that we came up with. We got to, of course, search online, make sure nobody else had a name, but Buckle Our Children, but it'll still include other things that we want to advocate for, you know, to help change the laws concerning, you know, the buses and the kids, because this is just, it's sad. And it would be great, you know, for bus drivers to be paid more money, because I think then we would, you know, you would attract a different crowd probably, but they're going to say they don't have the money, like we say we don't have the money for everything else. Now, I want to go back to what you were saying, Mama, when you were talking about, you know, when I asked the question about 21 being too young, and, you know, you were talking about the criteria, I think 21, you know, is a little bit. Now, when I was working at the Housing Authority, I used to drive the kids, but I was responsible. But I wasn't 21. I was 25. I would think 25. Now, I do know that there are some very responsible 21-year-olds. There are.
Mm-hmm.
However, that to me is just one of those things where, unfortunately, the good have to suffer with the bad, because we have so many immature 21-year-olds, and we do. We have a lot of immature 21-year-olds. Mm-hmm. You know, we just do. Even though we have a great amount of mature ones, we have a lot of immature ones. And so even if the age doesn't change, at least, you know, they should have to have you know, been driving 5 years with no major anything, you know, or something like that, because I think in most states it's still 16 that you can get your driver's license. So, you know, something like that. But I know here there's no criteria as to how long you've been driving. You just have to be 21.
Mm-hmm.
And that's ridiculous to me.
Can I say something, please?
Yes, ma'am.
You know, it just broke my heart to hear what happened to these babies. And you guys know I take that real personal. It seemed even if we sent out complaints, it didn't do any good until it was too late.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing that bothers me. No one heard these parents bring this to their attention. And I heard someone speak about a bus monitor. It might do cost a little extra more money, but I think a monitor should be on the bus, on these school buses. I have one that do ride the school bus, and the other two, they say, live too close for the bus to pick them up and told me that it would be fine for them to walk. Well, I took offense to that because this 10 and 11-year-old was not going to walk down Zeppelin Road or walk down the street because I don't know what could have happened to them. And I told them, no, that they cannot walk. I will drive them to school in the morning. I will pick them up in the evening.
Right.
And to me, that was a sense of no concern about my two granddaughters. And I had to let them know these two I do care about. And not just these babies, but all babies. I think it's so sad that we sit and we complain. And sometimes, you know, I hate to make this a racial issue, but sometimes because we are black parents that are complaining about things, then it's not important. But that was
very
important. And I feel that someone should have heard these parents. If it wasn't but two of them, someone should have heard them. But now you got six babies dead because of an irresponsible driver. And I call him irresponsible because if you can throw your feet on brakes just to see these kids bump their heads and do all kind of crazy stuff and speeding, you were irresponsible. I don't know what charges they gave him, but I would suggest that he be charged with murder, just plain murder, because that's what you did. You murdered these babies.
I agree.
Homicide.
I'm going to take out some time and go to Tennessee to visit these parents as soon as they can, you know, get their babies buried and everything. I'm going to go visit them because it's in my heart to do it. We've had so many young people die in a car wreck, you know, car accidents and even in fires. And in my spirit today that I need to get and open up to these parents that have lost their children or either their loved ones to such tragic as that, because they might not have got shot with a gun, but those parents, just like myself, was expecting that child to come home. They wasn't expecting when they put their babies on that school bus, they was expecting to take their babies off that school bus.
That's right.
And it just happened. And I think that it just falls in the same category to where we have lost children due to violence, well, you know, gun violence. It's just all there together. And if I don't get out here and try to do something about it, I don't believe nothing is going to get done. But this is just really sad to me that we don't listen, we don't hear until it's too late.
Yes, ma'am, I agree with you, Faye, and I talked about that, I think, before you came on the line, and I agree, because that's what Kenny and I was talking about. I do believe that a big part of it was because they were black. And not only black, but what people consider country, because they were even talking about that on social media. People are so cruel. We live in such a cruel, cruel world. And this lady was on there talking about her baby that got killed, her baby that was in, that's in the hospital, because we have other victims that are still alive, but they, some of them won't even be able to walk again. These kids will forever be traumatized, some of them physically, some of them emotionally and mentally as well. And some of these that lived, they wrote letters. One baby wrote a letter asking for them to put seat belts on the bus because he drove too fast. And so this lady is on there talking about her babies, and people are commenting. I have to take a break from social media, y'all. That's why I haven't been on there a whole lot, because I get offended on social media. People are on there commenting, talking about her speech. Seriously? Really?
Yeah.
We live in a cruel, cruel world. We do.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with you, because if they had some money or some status behind their names of a different race, I promise you something would have been done. I promise you.
Can I say this?
Yes,
not
ma'am.
Only that the driver should be held responsible, but also the board.
They should be.
And that might get something started through these school systems about how these drivers are driving. So, yeah, I think not just the driver, because the driver was still at work, and that the people, I mean, the school system should be held responsible too.
You are so right, because when those complaints came into the Board of Education, into the school, those leaders should have took the proper action and took care of that, and they didn't. They didn't do anything.
The principal actually did. I think the principal wrote a letter. She even got on the bus and read a letter to him that the parent had wrote. And he,
she did get on the bus and read that letter to him. That was not the answer. Some action should have been taken against that. Those children's lives was in danger.
Right. Did she write a letter, though, or something concerning his actions?
She did, and the principal did get on the bus and read it to that young man.
He didn't care.
But I just feel I just feel that was not the proper procedure. I'm just sorry. I don't feel that. Action should have been taken against him.
He should have been fired. All of those complaints.
Yes.
He had just had an accident. You know, he shouldn't have been driving those kids that day. Here's something else that I would like to see. Me, like Kenny, you were talking about monitoring the bus, live monitoring. We need trackers, because let's also keep in mind, he was off route. Where were you going? Why are you off route?
Because that's what he did. He did that often because he's gotten away with it for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew wasn't going to happen to him.
And nothing did. And he made it very clear that he did not like the kids, and he didn't care about them, and he was still driving them.
Right. So just help me understand, how is you as a leader go up on a school bus and read a letter to a young man that a parent has wrote concerning him in front of children? Who do that?
That would have made him more angry. That would have made him angry.
It did. It actually did, because he said, hold on, I have to find it. It did make him more angry. Yep, it did. It made him angry. I have to find a news article. I had them on my pages, but yeah. So something needs to be done. We need better procedures. Our kids need seat belts, because like Kenny was saying, the driver is required to buckle up, but not the children. And I understand they have this little thing where they're on a bus, they're safer if they're – no, they need seatbelts. They just do. They need seatbelts. Because Evangelist Aria, they had charter buses pretty much. So they had seatbelts in Germany. They need seatbelts. Go ahead, open them. Yeah, they had the nice buses. Why can't we live in America. We're supposed to be the richest country. Why can't our children ride around in those buses? Why they can't?
Mm-hmm.
My kids still feel some kind of way right now. They just too much in.
Yeah, they come from the nice. I don't understand it. I know they come from the outside of us. Hey, Kyra.
Hello.
So you got off? You off the phone?
I am. Yes, one conference call to the other. The other, yes, to y'all. Yes.
Oh my! I had to get in though. I had to get in on this one. Mm-hmm.
Well, we look forward to hearing what you have to say. We do. We are, we're discussing the incident that happened in Tennessee and what we can do to help make things better. So we are going to start a campaign. I'm sorry, I went blank. Called Buckle Our Children, long as that name is not taken by anybody. And we want to get together with those of you who want to join in with us on the line and write a petition, go on change.org, and try to see what we can do. I know we are a little small group of people, but we serve a big God, and big God can do big things.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So we want to make a difference because this is just ridiculous.
Amen. Awesome.
My next thing I was also thinking, the Holy Spirit brought it to me, is if we do have trackers on these buses, we should have trackers on these buses to where if they get too far off track, that the bus automatically shut down.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm just keeping it 100. Right. I think we should just the bus automatically shut down.
Yeah,
and then when that bus shuts down, they should have a policeman going right to find out what's going on.
Well,
that's right.
There was another incident where a bus driver dropped off like 20 black kids. Did y'all hear about that?
Where? Goodness,
I gotta find the story. This was just the other day. This was recently. He dropped them off in some place.
What?
That nobody knows. Yeah, he dropped them off. Called them the N word, if I'm not mistaken, and dropped them off.
What?
This is going to get worse because of what's coming up in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
So you can expect something worse than this.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I said if you begin now with your organization.
Mm-hmm.
And start, you just don't never know how far this would go.
Amen.
It's about protection. This is what this is all about. This is about protection.
That's right.
And the thing about it, the kids spoke up, but their voice is so small.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Yep.
So you
need
a big. Mhm. Mhm. Amen. Yep. Amen. Amen. Yep. And they did. They did. And like I said, the parents did too. But again, they were ignored.
Wow.
I gotta find that story. I didn't share it because I'm trying to share more positive stuff this week. That's the only reason I didn't share it because y'all know I'd be sharing that type of stuff. But that's the only reason I didn't share it. But I have to find it, that other story.
I think it's a great idea. I definitely think it's a great idea. We have one thing that Sid and I talk about. As far as, the you know, our government, you know, our country, our government, they are reactive. They're not proactive. So
right.
Seatbelts should have already been in there. Sadly, it has, you know, these accidents happen every year. Every year kids are getting hurt and killed and, you know, crashes. But it's something that should have been done. But because it's like this, you know, and I thank God for what we're doing, you know, with the petition and everything. But that's, you know, and with this and anything else that we're like, hey, you know, we need to do something about this. Especially like Mama Rose said about the kids, you know, their voices are so small. You know, and they're speaking, you know, and it's our job as parents, as the community, to speak up for them, because the government, they'll wait for something like this to happen. They'll be like, oh, yeah, we need to. Well, they should have done this a long time ago, a long time
right.
ago. But the government is more reactive. They're not just going to think of an idea and, you know, to prevent anything. It usually does not roll like that. They usually say, oops, you know, now let's do something about it. So.
Right.
I'm in with the petition. I definitely agree. It'd be a great idea.
Anyway, we definitely. It was more. Kenny just pulled up the story. Moorhead, Minnesota.
Oh, no.
And you're right, Kyra. That's exactly how it is over here.
Mm-hmm.
It says, fed up bus driver uses N-word.
Mm-mm.
And dumps 20 children off on the side of the road.
Mm. And it's going to spread.
Mm-hmm. Hear it right now.
If you don't start doing something about it now, don't wait
to
right. get.
That's
too big, you know. You start now because you can see what's coming, and it's going to be, it's going to be like a cancer. It's going to spread.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And you can't say it's just going to be in the South anymore.
No, no, because the things that's going on now is everywhere, everywhere.
Yep. That's
it's ridiculous.
Right.
And so many people are losing their jobs because they want to go on social media and be racist
mm-hmm.
and say dumb
mm-hmm.
stuff, knowing that even if your
yeah.
employer agree with you, they are not about to, they're going to still fire you because they want our money.
That's right. Because
money
That's
is
right.
green. That's just what it
That's
is.
Right.
They might not even
mm-hmm.
care for black folks. They might can't stand
mm-hmm.
black folks, but they'll fire you
mm-hmm.
because they want black folks' money.
Mm-hmm.
That's just
mm-hmm.
what it is.
That's right.
But they don't even care. They don't
mm-hmm.
care. So they're still doing it, even
mm-hmm.
though you see person after person after person getting fired, and they're still
oh,
doing it.
Mercy. That's right. That's right. That's right. Because it's been there. You know, these issues have always been there. And now, they're being more bold. Social media, you know, will make you or break you. And it's all in your hands. It's all what you decide to post, you decide to, you know, type up or put a video on. It's what you make it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are choosing to do a lot of the negative, you know, being hateful. And I guess in my mind, I'm like, why would you put this on there? You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not thinking that, I guess maybe they're thinking they won't get fired or there will be no backlash. You know, I think some people feels like they lose their mind when they get on social media. They don't think.
They don't.
Get a
bold,
but it's getting worse. Right. Mm-hmm.
They don't.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Look
right.
at Rosa Parks. But hers was for something positive.
Yes, ma'am.
I wish she stood when she didn't back down, and it cost her
right.
her job.
Yeah,
how she stood.
That's right. Yes, ma'am.
And anytime
yes,
when you, I'm not talking about the negative part.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about something positive. And the first
mm-hmm.
thing they want to do is get your income.
Mm. Mm. Wow. Wow.
I just see the days.
That's powerful.
The 50s. And I see the 50s and the 60s.
A lot of people are out boycotting, and yep.
That's right. Mm-mm. That's right.
You're hearing that a lot.
Well,
yeah. And you're right, Mama. We're definitely going back. I'm just scared it's going to be worse.
Yeah.
I think it might be worse because it's a whole other generation of black people. It's a whole other generation.
I know, that's right. That's right. Mm-hmm.
So, what you're doing about the protection of the children,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's a beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and like
it is.
I said, and then people need to visit these schools. Parents should visit these schools. You got a lot of voice, like I said, when you got an organization. But I'm talking about a real organization, not for the word organization thinking it's something.
Right. Hey, and another problem, I was just looking at this on the screen, which is something else. These bus drivers work for private companies.
Yes, they
so
do.
So then that's another problem. And so then it kind of ties the hands sometimes of the schools.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And see, that it still goes back to you got to find out who's behind, who's beginning.
That's right.
You know, they still should pay.
Oh, that's right.
That'll make them be more careful in particular about what they're doing, by whom they're hiring.
That's right.
Yeah, pulling contracts.
I don't mean no harm, and they would say this is prejudice, but there are signs. You coming in to apply for a job with a school on the flag, and I'm not talking about the United States. That's when you know right there. What their mentality and what their heart is about.
That's right. That's right.
You can put on a show.
That's right.
Yep. Because some people are just trying to get a paycheck. They don't really care about the job. They don't care about the kids. It's just,
that's right.
A paycheck. And that's a problem when you have a job like that.
That's right.
They don't have patience with the kids. You know, like Jeremiah was saying, his bus driver taunts the little kids. Oh, I'm going to tell your mommy. Really? And he is over 21.
Wow.
Are you serious? When? Serious? To me, you need a mental eval because you just, like, all off the radar doing something like that. Like, that's just crazy. You do that kind of stuff to a little preschool kid.
Yeah. Something's wrong.
Right.
Something's wrong. And mental illness is way more prevalent than what any of us know. It's a lot of sick people that are not getting treated. They're not getting, they don't have medication. You know, some could do a lot of these things, but they're not on medication. They're sick. We don't know what they deal with. And then they hop on a bus or they go into a classroom and they're with our kids. You know what I'm saying? And we don't know until something like this happens, which is why we definitely have to pray and God keep our kids, you know, because we don't know. There are a lot of mental illness and people who say, you know, I don't need any help. But if you snap and the right, wrong thing happens before you get on that bus with the kids or go to the classroom or whatever, or the daycare, you know, if you're sick, you can end up doing something that you won't even remember after you do it because you're mentally ill. You know what I'm saying? You're actually, you know, sick, you know. And one thing I was wanting to say about the contractors, they, if these schools are hiring, you know, these
private companies to hire people for bus, because there are not enough bus drivers. Every county I've lived in, being military, they were always hiring bus drivers. There were never, ever enough of drivers.
Mm-hmm.
And so now they're going out, you know, getting these private companies, you know what I'm saying, these contracts. And the thing is, so, like, if the bus driver is, if someone complains, usually that company, they don't even fire. They, you know, if he calling them kids the N-word or whatever, they usually won't even fire that employee. They'll just make sure that he doesn't drive that bus or that he doesn't drive for that school anymore. They will, he will keep his job. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, he just got a slap on the hand. He didn't even get a slap on the hand. They just changed his route. You know, they just, you know, maybe he'll be driving, you know, older people or high school, middle school kids, you know, whatever. But that's what they're doing as well with these private companies. You know, they'll say, hey, don't do that anymore. We're just going to let you drive for the middle school kids. And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
He keeps his job. No accountability. There's no accountability at all. And that's even worse.
And that's what happened with this guy. He worked for a private company,
mm-hmm.
There was no accountability,
mm-hmm.
and he should have been fired. You know, like Faith was
saying,
he should not have been driving those children. He made it very clear,
mm-hmm.
he didn't like them. He was
mm-hmm.
angry.
Wow.
You know, like Faith's mama was saying when she did read the letter, I think her intentions were different, but it set him off. You know, her intention
mm-hmm.
was to try to get him to stop, but instead it just made him mad.
My
and so
God.
He just got even careless, even more careless, while he was driving these babies. And he leaves.
My God. Come on. Well, that's right. Yep. Yep.
You know, his mother can say whatever she wants to say about her son because that's her son. But
right.
This lady knows something was deeply wrong with that young man. That he needed some help. She knew that because
yep.
no one
yep.
in his right mind that can hold something and hate children. There's a reason
yeah.
for everything. There's a reason that you hate children. There's a reason something has happened to you. You had
mm-hmm.
no business even being around your children.
That's right.
You're right.
That's
right. And everybody
That's
doesn't
right.
have the patience for it. Like, everybody does not need to be a teacher.
Mm.
You got so many people, just like you said, Corey, that walk around here with mental that are mental ill, and
yeah.
we know nothing about it. And
and
before you can be a school teacher to help others, before you can be a leader to lead someone else, before you can do any of these things, you can't help no one until you help yourself.
That's right.
Right. But you have to accept
right.
that you need help, and some of
that
them,
you
know,
help.
Like Howard was saying,
yeah.
they say they don't need help. They don't think they need help.
Yeah.
And then part of that is because of the you know, the stigma that we put on, the reputation that goes along with it, with mental illness and, you know, or things
That's
like
right.
that. And then it makes people not want to.
That's
they
right.
They don't want to get help. People going to look
That's
down
the
on them. They're
going
to talk about them. You know,
right.
One of
they
the
can
reasons
lose their
we
job.
Have so many soldiers in the you know in the military, they have PTSD, but they don't want to get diagnosed.
Yeah.
Why? Because it's going to affect them in
That's
their
right.
career. But they're dealing with
That's
it at
right.
home. It's affecting them. It's affecting the families.
Families.
You know.
Yes.
But they're
That's
scared
right.
of their career, and rightly so. They have every right to be
That's
because.
Right.
You know, they have every right to be.
That's
they
right.
have every. I'm sorry, Keisha Kayleen just sent a text. She wondered if he was trying to kill himself. Keisha, I doubt it, honey. I doubt if he was trying to kill himself. He was angry.
Oh, he was.
She's listening in, y'all. She's streaming. Hey, Keisha.
Hello, Keisha.
He's mad.
Yeah.
And he didn't like those kids, and everybody, you know. It's just not everybody's call. Everybody just ain't fit for it.
That's right.
Kids are rowdy. Like I was saying, you know, even when Jeremiah and them coming home, they have a 30-minute bus ride.
Wow.
She said, hey, y'all. They have a 30-minute bus ride. And he gets aggravated with the kids. Those kids leave this bus stop at 8 o'clock. They get home between about 4:15, 4:30. You don't think they're going to be rowdy on the bus? Now,
yep.
You know, of course, we have to do our part, talk to our kids about, you know, bus safety and all that. We have to do that, you know. But
mm-hmm.
kids going to be kids.
Mm-hmm.
They're not.
Yeah.
That's just what they're going to be. And so he turned Jeremiah in for turning around in his seat and talking too loud to his
wow.
friends. And so when she called me, when the assistant principal called me,
wow.
I'm waiting. I'm like, is that it? You know, I'm excited, of course, because we're having a good
mm-hmm.
year this year. But at the
mm-hmm.
same time,
mm-hmm.
I'm just like, okay. Yes,
right.
That was it. I said, so he was turning around on the bus talking to his friends. She said, loud.
Wow.
Okay. Could you please
okay.
talk to him about bus safety? All right. Got it. No. They're getting out of school. They're hyper. They're loud. You know, they're going to be
yes,
rowdy. So it takes somebody that has that patience.
It does.
To do that.
Understanding.
You know, so.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's why they need a monitor, a person
mm-hmm.
on that with that driver
mm-hmm.
address those little small things, you know, but
mm-hmm.
even though it might aggravate the driver, but that's why
mm-hmm.
we're saying it. Go with all
mm-hmm.
the technology, you know, or putting on that, but it's still something about let me speak to you. I hear your voice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see that. But you got to also
yeah.
remember, we got to take in account that these kids get up, what, 5:30, 6 o'clock?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Mike, it's 6:30. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. They're getting up early.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got to go in on the job, because school is a job,
yes,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then coming home, and like you said, it's, some kids ride longer than 30 minutes. Some kids ride
yes.
for an hour.
Yes.
You know, so these kids are worn out. When they
mm-hmm.
get home, what they got to do? Eat.
Homework.
Yeah, homework. Do homework.
Homework.
Chores. It's time to take your bath. Get ready for another day. It's still a job. I'm getting tired just talking about it. You know.
All right. Well, I'm glad it's 9 o'clock.
Oh, God. I hear that, Mama Rose.
Well, you solid. Okay, Mom. Oh, so yes. Well, we thank you all for all of your suggestions and opinions, and yes, we definitely want to put something into action. Because we want to protect our kids. We do. We were going to get into another subject on tonight, but this one, you know, took up the hour. I'm glad it did. It was a great great show, great conversation. But we want to talk about staying encouraged, you know, staying hopeful in a hopeless world with everything going on. So that's what we want to talk about on Friday, you know, for part of the show. How do we stay hopeful in with everything that's going on? Because there's a lot of stuff going on. And if we look at it, we can get discouraged. You know, we had a show a while ago about, you know, dealing with fear, with sending our kids to school and stuff. You know, but now it's just, these things have been there, but like Mom was saying, it's, you know, it's about to get worse. Things are getting worse. So how do we, you know, as people of God, how do we stay hopeful? How do we, you know, just continue to believe? How do we stay encouraged when we see all these hateful things going on, you know, dealing with our own illnesses and, you know, things like this? Has been the last 2 or 3 weeks been kind of rough, you know, for me physically, emotionally, but really, you know, going through. So just how do you stay, you know, how do we just stay encouraged, keep each other encouraged, and so, and then, you know, just, and help other people. And so, and something else, you guys, before we go, you know, my mom raised us to do for other people, and I know my friends, that's not my friends, because I'm not friends. I don't really have friends that don't like to do for other people, like help the needy and stuff like that, because they just not drawn to me because I'm not drawn to them. But, you know, let's keep in mind, you know, the people that are in need. Give somebody, God has really been dealing with me, you know, although we don't have the amount of money we want to have, but giving out of what we do have, even if it's buying somebody a meal, you know, we went up to this past weekend and my heart was just broken. I'm like, we're in the capital.
Yes.
We have people sleeping on the street, in between buildings, you know, on the doorstep of churches.
Yes, outside the White House, right across the street.
Outside the White House.
You know, that's right, right outside the door.
With their buggies and, you know, things like that. So I know you guys already do that, but just to, you know, any listeners or whatever, let's make sure we are, you know, doing that, giving to others, keeping, not just because it's the holidays, but just because we should, giving to those in need. But we love you guys. You all
love
have
you.
A wonderful night. Pray for us
as we
pray for you guys.
Amen.
Okay.
Have a
blessed one. Good night, y'all. To all of you.